1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. All of our top local stories at 8:05, 8:21 this morning. It's our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report. Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, will join me. WGCH, New Center Time, 7:51, third Thursday of each month. State Senator Ryan Fazio joins me. Good morning, Senator Fazio. How are you today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
Doing okay. And since the session wrapped up, what have you been doing around the district? I heard going talking to constituents. Is that right? What's happening?
Yeah, you know, it's been busy, but a good month since the end of session. I did three town halls. We have a fourth town hall tonight that Hector Arizano and Rachel Kahn and I will be doing with the League of Women Voters at Burning Tree Club. There's a lot that happened in the last 6 months, so it's important to me to try to go around the district and inform people of what exactly happened, because otherwise it's difficult for kind of regular people with busy lives to hear and know everything that went down at the state capitol.
What is some of the feedback that you've gotten from constituents?
No, it's mostly been positive. I mean, it depends on the issue, obviously, because there's a lot of issues that were addressed in the session. You know, I think that the people are probably on the happier side with the budget because it was the first tax cut that was passed in a generation. It wasn't a big tax cut. I wish it was much bigger, but you know, it was a bipartisan budget. You know, I think they're happy to hear that that we passed some other bipartisan bills. You know, I passed four bills in a bipartisan fashion that I co-authored or authored on energy and oversight of the utilities and expanding Earth Control access. But I think they're very concerned about other developments, especially on housing, where we see local control of our towns and cities with regard to housing and zoning rolled back further and further in an imprudent way. So, there's definitely good and bad. And so I think people's opinions are mixed depending on the issue.
All right. And one of those you mentioned, birth control, you co-sponsored a bill allowing pharmacists to prescribe birth control. That was, I guess, signed ceremonially by the governor this week, right?
Yes. And so Senator Heather Summers and I co-wrote that law at the beginning of session. And it was a policy that's been implemented in 20 other states with success. It improves, it expands choices for women, and it's improved outcomes and improved access in the states that it's been tried. It's been done in red states and blue states with success. So this is an important development, I think, to improving health outcomes and improving choices, especially for women who might have less access traditionally to healthcare, to drugs, might have lower incomes. So we're very proud of the new law and appreciate the governor signing it.
All right. We're speaking with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. And right here at home, the Bond Commission approved $6.5 million for the Boys and Girls Club of Greenwich.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, everybody, you know, who's lived in Greenwich for a period of time knows that the Boys and Girls Club does amazing work for kids, who might have a few more needs. And, it's really an institution in our town. And you have kids, great people who actually went to the Boys and Girls Club and, you know, are giving back and, when they become adults as well. And they're in need of a renovation of their main clubhouse downtown there off Exit 3. And it was a team effort to get the state $6.5 million of funding of support for this renovation. I was happy to support it with the other three members of the Greenwich legislative delegation, and we really appreciate the governor and the bonding commission support for it as well. This is vital funding, and it came just in time.
All right. What's the latest in trying to reduce energy costs?
Well, the fight continues. The SB 7 was, again, one of the bills that I co-authored and passed in bipartisan fashion. And there are proposals, specifically those are my proposals that were incorporated, which will add more hydroelectricity and more nuclear energy to the renewable portfolio standard, which in the medium and long term will reduce energy costs by ensuring that we have an all of the above clean energy strategy. And those are low carbon or zero carbon and lower cost forms of energy. So incorporating them into our renewable program, I think, is vital. And again, will reduce costs, improve reliability. But like any compromise, the bill did not incorporate everything I wanted to see or everything I proposed. At the beginning of session, I had proposed a bill that would reduce electricity costs by 10 to 15% for the average family in the state pretty quickly. And it will do that by moving all the taxes and fees and mandates that the state imposes that we actually pay for in our electricity bill rather than through the budget. From our electricity bill into the budget, where I think it belongs, where those programs could be economized and streamlined and vetted year in and year out through the budgetary process. So I'm going to continue to advocate for that. I still think it's the right answer. But this year we wanted to get something done and agreed to be bipartisan. And me and Senator Needleman, who's the Democratic chairman of the committee, worked in that fashion. So next year, I'll be coming back and advocating for the same types of reductions in electricity costs that I think are really necessary for middle-class people, working-class people, seniors, and our manufacturing sector.
And finally, Senator, the mayor of the city of New York is trying to eradicate rats from buildings. You're trying to eradicate them from bills. Tell us about that.
What's that mean? The colloquial term rat in legislative speak is a very... It is a piece of legislation that is snuck into a giant bill, kind of out of the limelight, out of the scrutiny of the normal legislative process, at the request of a very narrow constituency. And unfortunately, in the 300-page bond bill, which was only submitted to us as legislators 45 minutes before at least I voted on it, there was a proposal to basically prescribe to restrict the ability of towns and cities, every town and city, to regulate zoning in certain ways through their town charter. And it was specifically done because Stamford is going through its town charter process, and the Charter Commission there wants to have some more local regulations on development and zoning, and at the behest of some leaders of the city, this restrictive anti-local control item was placed into the bond bill. I had no idea about it. I think most of the Stamford, the delegation of which I am a member, had no idea about it, and certainly we oppose it. Doing this end round, the local government, these volunteers have worked 18 months to try to find, a good solution to this. And it's anti-democratic, it's anti-transparency. So, if we have a special session, I said, listen, I'm going to propose to repeal this law, and we're going to go, I think we should go back to the drawing board, the normal legislative process with public hearings starting in January. And I also think that every bill that's more than 100 pages should have at least 24 hours before it's voted on, so that we actually have a chance to understand what's in it. That seems like common sense to me. Just give it 24 hours if it's 100 pages. There's no way to know what's in a bill that you're voting on if it's 300 pages and you have less than an hour before you vote on it. It's just common sense.
All right, Senator Fazio, good to talk to you. Thanks very much. Enjoy next year, couple weeks of your summer, and we'll rejoin you in August.
Thanks for having me, Tony.